Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Chrissy. So today we have a video which is a very, very important video if you love shopping because it's called How to Live to 100. You might think, what does shopping have to do with, you know, having a longer life? That's what I thought, and that's why this is important for those of you who love to shop. So let's take a look at today's sentence. The World Health Organization recommends at least 150 minutes per week of exercise, potentially adding 4 years to your life. This could be either swimming or even shopping. A Taiwanese study found that those who shop daily, even if they didn't buy anything, lowered their risk of death by 23% to 28%. The World Health Organization recommends at least 150 minutes per week of exercise, potentially adding 4 years to your life. This could be either swimming or even shopping. A Taiwanese study found that those who shop daily, even if they didn't buy anything, lowered their risk of death by 23% to 28%. 那我们首先来看, 第一个是 organization. Organization 是组织或者是团体的意思, 像是我们这边句子里面提到的 WHO, World Health Organization, 就是世界卫生组织。 Organization 它的重音呢, 在ZA的地方, OR是发 OR, GANI 这边都是发短音, Organization 或者 Organization 都可以, TI1就是发shin, World Health Organization, World Trade Organization, WTO, 然后或者是这些各类的组织呢，都是用这一个字。那如果要讲一个活动的组织者呢， 就会说他是organizer, organizer, 跟前面比较不一样的地方呢, 它的重音在最前面的地方是organizer, 那前面上面那个单字呢, 就是organization, organization 跟organizer。 那我们可以说, as the event organizer, it is your responsibility to make sure everything runs smoothly. 作为一个活动的组织者呢, 你必须确保每个活动之间呢, 都是非常可以顺利的进行。 再我们来看是 potentially, potentially 指的是可能地, 它的中文在DEN的地方, 那PO则发短音, 呃的音, 那TIAL呢则是舍, potential, potentially, 那我们可以看到它的形容词原形呢, 这是 potential, 它也可以当作是名词是潜力或者是潜在的, 像如果我们用形容词的话, 那我们就可以说, he is one of our potential customers, make sure that you have a nice chat with him. 他是我们潜在的客户之一呢, 你可以好好去跟他聊个天。 那如果当名词的话, 我们就可以说, I'm pretty sure that he has the potential to achieve what he wants. 我认为呢, 他有这个可以达成他的梦想的潜力。 再我们要来看是 least, least呢, 指的是最少, 我们很常讲到一个片语呢, 就是 at least, at least, 就是说最少要怎么样, 我们可以说, you have to be at least 110 centimeters to be on this roller coaster ride. 你搭这一辆, 这个游乐设施呢, 这个云霄飞车, 你最少要 110公分, least. 要记得它的EA是发长音, 因为如果你不小心把它发成短音, 就会变成list, 指的是表, 或者是名册的意思, 就一个列表的感觉。 如果有听Taylor Swift最新的歌, 就是 Look What You Made Me Do, 你们就知道里面有一句歌词呢, 就是说, I've got a list of names, and yours is in red underlined. 也就是说呢, 我有一个黑名册, 而你在我的黑名册呢, 里面被这个醒目的红笔圈起这种感觉。 所以重点就是呢, 大家要分好least跟list这两个字的发音。 那最后我要来看的是risk。 risk呢, 指的是风险的意思。 risk, 我们要讲冒险的话, 我们可以说是take a risk。 如果是特定的风险的话, 就是说take the risk。 像是其实我自己是觉得在上班的路途中呢, 最常碰到的问题就是, if you want to buy a breakfast that you like, you are taking the risk of getting late at work. 就是如果上班的途中啊, 要买自己喜欢吃的早餐的话呢, 就要冒这个上班可能会迟到的风险这样子。 那如果讲一件事情很冒险的, 或者是很有风险的, 就可以说是 risky, risky。 那我们可以说, it's quite risky to drive in the dark without headlights. 就是如果在黑暗中开车却没有开头灯的话, 是非常非常危险的一件事情。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The World Health Organization recommends that at least 150 minutes per week of exercise, potentially adding 4 years to your life. This could be either swimming or even shopping. A Taiwanese study found that those who shop daily, even if they didn't buy anything, lowered their risk of death by 23% to 28%. Alright, so the point for today is not to leave your recordings below, but to tell, you know, perhaps your friends or everyone around you that, you know, shopping actually reduces the risk of death. But make sure that, you know, it says that you don't necessarily have to buy anything. So don't buy anything just because of today's pronunciation challenge. And Sam will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!